there is no doubt. That becomes the balm to your sick soul. It becomes color to your face and health and strength to you.
All these happenings, in those good stuff happen, why? The guy haven't found the camel yet. Remember what happened? They said, everybody will talk about it and give you the fake address. And even that fellow will say, you're not. But in the moment that somebody will give you a correct address, suddenly, only when somebody will tell you, it's something like that, suddenly you start to flourish. Because this is what's happening in these teachings. He will give us just the address of the camel. He will not give you your camel. He cannot. Why? Last paragraph was talking about it. It's different. Everyone's camel is different. You have your own camel. No one but God knows your camel. That is the problem. In science, the information is for everyone because it's always the same. Here, we're talking about the exception. It's like this. Let me start from the beginning. You have lost the camel that you have never seen. You go around looking for it because you feel that you lost it. It's amazing because they will give you the fake address and you know it's fake. And there is this fellow who is fake. He's imitating you. And he said, me too, I lost the camel. Don't worry about it. When somebody will give you a hint, a correct one, suddenly you start to flourish that. Oh yes, because you believe in it a little bit more. You knew it in here. Yes?
Your eye becomes bright, your foot nimble. Your body becomes soul and your soul spirit. Mm-hmm. Then you will say, oh, trusted, you have spoken the truth. These clues are a clear deliverance. Therein are signs, sure informations, evidences. This is a titled deed and an ordainment of salvation.
This was some exaggeration using the Arabic word to emphasize the verse before it. Yes?
When he has given this clue, you will say, go before. It is time for the enterprise. Be thou the leader. Mm-hmm. I will follow thee, O truth teller. Thou hast got scent of my camel. Show me where.
You see, this is how your trust will be gained. You have that feeling inside, you know you lost the camel. When somebody will point and say, a camel like that, suddenly you say, yes, then you could believe in that person. You could be the follower of that person because he gave you that information that only you know, magically. Yes?
To that person who is not the owner of a camel and who is in this quest of...
We forgot about that fellow. What will happen to that fellow? The fellow who imitates you. He will find his camel. Everybody has lost the camel. When he finds it, then he says, I was imitating you. How stupid I was. Yes, this is my camel. Because everybody has lost the camel. Means, for each of us, they have made a camel. And they made the space for that camel in me. Exactly and precisely. So, no other camel will fit. My own camel will fit. My own wisdom, my own thinking, my own trials, trying everything to understand what's good and bad in it. That real it is. Yes? The fellow, when he has given, yes?
When he has given this clue, you will say, go before. It is time for the enterprise. Be thou the leader. I will follow thee, O truth teller. Thou hast got scent of my camel. show where it is. To that person who is not the owner of a camel, and who is in this quest of the camel for contention's sake, his certainty is not increased by this right clue, save through reflection from the true camel seeker. From his earnestness and ardor, he gets a scent that these wild outcries of his are not babble. He had not just claim to this camel, but he too has lost a camel. Yes.
This is the point. And he made a point in a very special way here. He talked like this, that, okay, that fellow smelled a little bit about your seriousness and stuff, which is not all for nothing, but he didn't have any right to this camel. And that right would is hap. He didn't have any hap to your camel. Means your camel is not right, is not correct, is not real, is not for him, period. So he didn't have any hap here, any right to this camel, but of course, he has lost the camel as well. And?
Desire for another's camel has become a veil to him.
That's why he has difficulty to find his own, because he's interested in your camel. Like you people who are interested in the camel of Rumi. You think that if I get all his thoughts, then I will ride the camel. No. There is one special camel for you. That's what's missing in your life, in your spirit, and you have to find it. And it's easy, because if you understand, you don't start with imitation. You don't start with illusions. You know that, okay, there's something that is missing here. You will look around, there are people who will give you a hint, and you will say, ah, yes, he knows this camel, then you could follow that fellow. This guy, the veil for him is desire in the camel of the others. Like me, desiring to think like Leonardo da Vinci. I have my own. Da Vinci's thought is good because that was the only one. Remember the uniqueness. That's what it is. Each of us is unique. Each of us will have different milk to begin with, and we'll remember that for good. So, you have lost your camel, you will find it, inshallah, yes?
Desire for another's camel has become a veil to him. He has forgotten what he has lost. Wherever he runs, this one runs. From cupidity, he becomes a partner in the owner's pain. When a liar sets out with a truthful man, his falsehood turns to truth of a sudden.
This is something that you don't think of. Have you ever thought about that? If a cheater walks with an honest fellow, his cheating becomes honesty. That's the influence. We talked about this. Remember that if two fellow are walking together, they have some common ground. We share the experience. We influence each other. Peer pressure plays a serious role. All of that. Behave who you are looking at, who you are talking to, and blah, blah. But here we'll give you a hint that, there is a point. That fake fellow, he was not a nasty one. He just was greedy and liked your camel. Because he's not a sinner, and he has already a camel, he will be transformed. Just walking with a good fellow, his heart will be changed. If a lawyer walks with an honest fellow, his lives will be transformed suddenly. Yes?
In the desert, whither that camel had hastened, The other one also found his own camel. As soon as he saw it, he remembered his own and ceased to covet the camel of that friend and kinsman. That imitator became a true searcher when he saw his camel browsing there. At that moment did he become a seeker of the camel. He was never seeking it till he saw it in the desert. After that, he began to go alone. He opened his eyes towards his own camel. This is the sincere one said, "You have left me. Till now you are paying regard to me." He replied, "Hitherto I have been an idle scoffer, and from cupidity have been in flattering. Now, when corporeally I have become parted from thee in the search, I have become sympathetic with thee. I was stealing the camel's description from thee. My spirit saw its own camel. It had its eye filled."
You see the transformation. He said, okay, this is how it happens. He would imitate you, you would go in that desert. There are camels. He would find his camel. Then he would realize, this is it. Although he even did not believe really that he lost the camel. He would see the camel and he would become that perfect fellow who could go alone, doesn't need anything. And if you will tell him that, hey, what happened? You were close to me and blah, blah. I said, yes, I was sharing the wish to have the camel with you. Now I'm sharing the pain with you. Now I feel your pain. Now when I get it, suddenly I realized what was missing. Till I found it, before finding it, I was not Talib. I was not seeking it. Now I'm good. But now I'm good, he will say in a very special way. He will say, now the gold, now the copper is defeated by gold, therefore I'm good. What was this? This is a very important clue that you should ever, never ever forget. What is a golden stuff? He said, there is no pure gold. There is no pure copper. We are all mixed of both. This is the point. I said, you want to be good? Little by little, add a little bit of gold to it. Where the gold is more than the copper, you are gold. Means, we are not expecting you to become a saint suddenly. We don't think it's impossible, it is, the magic. But normally, you should go little by little, try this and that. And you should understand that your wisdom is lost. It's yours. But you have never seen it. The only clue you could have is the first milk, the first stuff that you found in your heart. That's it. The rest, you lost it. You should look for it. There it is, you blah, blah, blah. But at the end, you will find it. And that's only yours. The other guy will find his own. This is how it goes. Before arriving there, we don't know what it is. And the only feeling, we know what is missing. We know that there is an emptiness somewhere. Remember, we said, the best stuff is we understand nothingness. We understand the empty space. We could understand that. No, this is not that feeling. And we are talking about something that we have never had before. But we know this is not it. The passion suddenly could work. Yes?
My evil deeds have become pious acts entirely.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Jest is banished and earnest is realized. Thanks. Since my evil deeds have become the means of attaining unto God, Do not then